Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant event in India's national security history is about to mark its first anniversary, and it has sent ripples across the strategic landscape, with far-reaching implications for the country's deterrence doctrine. The first anniversary of Operation Sindoor falls on 7th May 2026, and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh recently stated that Operation Sindoor demonstrated a shift from the old mindset of issuing diplomatic statements on terror attacks and reflected PM Modi's unwavering commitment through decisive action. Newspapers across the spectrum have published anniversary analyses examining India's changed deterrence posture, the ongoing Indus Waters Treaty abeyance, and the still fragile ceasefire with Pakistan. But why does this matter? It matters because it signals a significant change in how India responds to terrorism sponsored by Pakistan. The Pahalgam attack was the trigger that led to Operation Sindoor, a strike that marked a new chapter in India's approach to dealing with terror. The operation was carried out with precision, targeting specific locations and using confirmed weapons. India's stated outcome was clear. Over 100 terrorists were killed, and all 9 launch pads were destroyed, according to Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. What makes this significant is that it shows India's willingness to take bold action against terrorism, and this has led to a significant escalation in the region. The escalation led to a ceasefire, but not before both countries suffered losses. Pakistan claimed to have shot down Indian aircraft, but India never officially confirmed these losses. An independent assessment by Air Force Monthly suggested that there might have been a loss of aircraft, but India's position is clear: no pilots were lost. So what exactly changed? The change is in India's approach to dealing with terrorism, and this is reflected in the country's new deterrence posture. PM Modi's declarations have made it clear that India will by default respond militarily to terrorism sponsored by Pakistan. Pakistan's nuclear threats will not deter India, and India has exposed Pakistan's nuclear bluff. Terrorists and their military backers are now equivalent targets. This is a significant shift in India's approach, and it has major implications for the region. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is now more proactive in its approach to dealing with terrorism, and this has led to a significant change in the country's military capability advancements. The integration of S-400 air defense squadrons into a multi-layered defense system has been accelerated. Indigenous loitering munitions and precision-guided drones are entering service, and tri-service synergy, or joint operations between the Army, Navy, and Air Force, has been institutionalized. This is a favorite prelims fact. The S-400 air defense system is a game-changer for India's defense capabilities. Remember this number: over 100 terrorists were killed in Operation Sindoor. Now, let us turn to the Indus Waters Treaty, which is currently in abeyance. The treaty, which governs the sharing of water resources between India and Pakistan, has been suspended, and this has significant implications for the region. Other punitive measures are still in force, including the suspension of bilateral trade, the closure of the Attariwadha border crossing, the suspension of visa services, mutual airspace closure, and no diplomatic engagement or bilateral talks. Note this carefully. The Indus Waters Treaty abeyance is a significant development in the region. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE-20 engine is not relevant here, but what is relevant is the fact that Operation Sindoor was a significant event in India's national security history. The Pahalgam attack was the trigger that led to the operation, and the operation itself was carried out with precision. The Scalp missile and the ASM hammer are significant weapons systems, and the Indus Waters Treaty abeyance is a major development in the region. The number of terrorists killed in Operation Sindoor is over 100, and all 9 launch pads were destroyed. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The keywords to remember are Operation Sindoor, the Pahalgam attack, the Resistance Front, Lashkar-e-Taiba, JAIM, the Scalp Missile, ASM Hammer, the Indus Waters Treaty Abeyance, Proactive Deterrence, Calibrated Coercive Capability, Nuclear Bluff, and Ceasefire. These keywords are crucial for your mains exam preparation, and you should remember them carefully. In conclusion, Operation Sindoor has marked a significant shift in India's approach to dealing with terrorism, and this has major implications for the region. The country's new deterrence posture is more proactive, and this has led to a significant change in the strategic landscape. The Indus Waters Treaty Abeyance and the ongoing ceasefire are significant developments, and they will have far-reaching implications for the region. The changed strategic landscape will continue to evolve, and it is crucial to stay updated on the latest developments.